Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Jesus Said, If You Follow Me, You Will Not Stumble and Fall. Isn't that wonderful? He gave us a way of escape. Hallelujah. He said, if you follow him. Who? Jesus. If you follow Jesus, you will not stumble and fall. You know something that I found out about the Word of God? That it doesn't lie. That Jesus is not a liar. He will not tell us one thing and do another. He will not lead us into temptation. He will not allow us, if we are following him, he will protect us from all things. In John chapter 8, Jesus said to the people, I am the light of the world. He's not in the darkness. He is in the light. And he said, if you follow me, you will not stumble through the darkness, for the living light will flood your path. What is he saying? His Holy Spirit is going to lead us and guide us into all truth. He wants us to walk in the light and to walk in his truth. Why? Because right now there's a lot of darkness in the world. Wherever you go, no matter what state, what country that you are in, there is darkness covering the land. Why? Because we're living in the last days and we are the light. He said, we are light. If we follow him, the light will be in us and our light will shine in the world. Isn't that awesome? We can be a little light reflecting the love of Jesus. The Pharisees said, you know, the Pharisees, they don't like Jesus. They're always trying to trip him up and find something wrong with him. Can you imagine? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, was on the earth, and people are looking not for the light, but they're looking to trip him up, to make him out to be a liar. In fact, that's what the Pharisees said. You are boasting and you are lying. And Jesus told them, that's what they said, that he's boasting and he's a liar. Is that true? Jesus never told a lie. Can you imagine that? I know I've told lies, but I know Jesus never has told a lie. These claims are true, even though I make them concerning myself. For I know where I came from, and I know where I'm going. But you don't know this about me. You pass judgment on me without knowing the facts. I am not judging you now, but if I were, it would be absolutely correct judgment in every respect, for I have with me the Father who sent me. Your laws say that if two men agree on something that has happened, their witness is accepted as a fact. Well, I'm one witness, and my Father who sent me is the other witness. And the Pharisees said, where is your Father? They asked him, and Jesus answered, you don't know who I am, so you don't know who my Father is. If you knew me, if you really knew me, then you would know my Father too. Jesus made this statement while in the section of the temple known as the treasury, but he was not arrested, for his time had not yet run out. Friends, if we live in the light of Jesus, what does that mean? You have to love the light. You have to want to be with Jesus. Jesus enforced you to live in his light. He doesn't force you to be something that you're not. But he, when he comes into us, when we open the heart, our heart to Jesus, he says, me and my Father will come in. Me and my Father will come and eat with you and sup with you and be in you. And we will reflect our light from inside of you. It's like you are the, when you come to know Jesus, you become like a lamp that the light turns on and it reflects out of the light bulb. Well, that's who we are. When people see the light of Jesus in you, they will want that. They will know something is different. They are not only reflecting the light of Jesus, but keeping our body, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost, clean. What does that mean? Clean. Without hypocrisy, without anger, without hatred, without whatever feelings that we have inside will not be there anymore. We will not hold grudges against people. We will not get angry with them if they hurt us or they say something bad or whatever. You know, we have communion with God if we live in the light of Jesus. If we allow Jesus come into our heart and allow him to change our heart. I know so many people who love Jesus with all their heart, but they cannot forgive. How can we reflect God or Jesus if we hold grudges in our heart? It doesn't matter what somebody did to us, or somebody said something about us, or they tried to minister to you and you didn't like it, what they said, or whatever. Or whatever that's going on in the world, like right now, people are very angry. People are very obstinate. They're rebellious. We have to be in the light. We have communion with God, with Jesus. The light of Jesus needs to reflect from our souls. And we cannot continue to do whatever we do in the darkness and then say we have communion with God. That is a lie. If you're living in the darkness and you're doing things from the darkness, from that perspective, I don't care if you say Jesus 100 times, he has to live inside of us. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 says, but let us who live in the light keep sober, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the happy hope of salvation. We are a light for other people. Jesus needs us to reflect his light and live for him and love to be in communion with him. Amen. If you've heard this message, would you pray this prayer with me? Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I want to be a light. I want to reflect your glory. I want you to live in my heart. And I give you my heart right now. I ask you to forgive me for all my sins. And I, in turn, will forgive other people, whoever hurt me, whatever happened. Father God, I trust in you to cleanse my heart and give me a pure heart, Father God. Give me a heart to serve you, Father God. You said in the last days that there will be a great awakening. There will be a great revival, and we're looking for that. We want to be part of what you're doing, not what we want to do. And Lord, we thank you, Father God. I thank you for coming into my heart. I thank you for cleaning me up. Father God, thank you for taking me just as I am and love me as one. And Lord, I thank you. I give you praise, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer and you really meant it, you really want Jesus to come into your heart and be with you, would you let me know on Facebook? Send me a text. Send me a message. I would love to hear from you. Amen.